Climate change's effects will be felt across the planet, but what can we learn from different regions? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Fall Cuteman, professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, explores one area to see.
The Hindu Kush Himalayas, HKH, are a globally recognized landscape. It includes 10 peaks above 8,000 meters, including Mount Everest as the world's highest mountain, also affecting the global weather, including the monsoon and jet streams. The now melting glaciers, snow and ice of this region run their waters downhill and create major wetlands, estuaries, and ocean plumes. It feeds over 2 billion people, approximately one-third of the planet's humans, through farming and fisheries. The mountains of HKH are the world's water towers. More than 18 nations rely directly on the HKH for their well-being, and thus this region has global and vast strategic impacts, economically, socially, and ecologically. HKH is an inherent part of the world's polar region and the heat budget as the third pole, besides the Arctic and Antarctic. Research done by the authors is in support of the complexity and deep subjects found in the HKH region and how those are telecoupled, affecting sustainability. In contrast, stand misplaced hydro dams, mining, new roads and railroads, as well as many other one-sided economic developments in places like Tibet and the Mongolian steppe, affecting the ancient wilderness and its mountain biodiversity and endemism, diseases and old-growth forests. We also found that Buddhism and shamanism are traditionally used for a better universe. Spirituality and ancient taboos have a great conservation value indeed. From the HKH, one can easily learn to be humble, to respect and treat Mother Earth well. One easily will experience the holistic connections that the human culture has with the surrounding universe. Already recognizing these details will help for betterment, healing, and eventually global sustainability for future generations in the Anthropocene.
That was Fall Cuteman of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.